Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, magandang tanghali sa inyong lahat. My name is Don, one of the pastors here. And for those of you who have joined us for the first time, we welcome you here. We are on the second Sunday, the second week of our series. It's a three-week series, and it's called "It's Not That Complicated." This is in relevance to the season of love, okay? Yung buwan ng puso, ika nga tawag natin sa February, no? And last week we talked about Isaac and Rebecca. Our goal in this series is that as we look at these love stories in the Bible, we will be able to relate with these love stories and have a revelation and understanding of God's love for us, so that we will be able to do His will. We will be able to experience His love, and not only experience His love, but be able to demonstrate that, okay, and experience it in our relationships as well. And hopefully, we will have the faith to believe that God will bless our own relationships. Okay, whether you are married here, or single hoping to be married someday, or student waiting patiently for that day. Okay, so darating din yan. Huwag kayong mag-alala. So last week, we look at Isaac and Rebecca, and that story is a positive story. In fact, we see in that story that faith was involved in that relationship. Faith, okay, trusting God. And ultimately, we see that it was God who wrote that love story. Okay, very beautiful love story. Not only that, we see that families were also involved in that story. Okay, not that they were controlling or deciding for their children, but they were in faith that their children will find fulfilling and meaningful relationships. Right? How many of your parents here? How many of you want that for your kids? Diba? We all want that for our children. They will grow up and they will experience meaningful relationships. Okay, that they will not get into such mess. Okay, in their lives. Okay, and we saw that because of that, there was the favor of God. Okay, we want the favor of God in our relationships, isn't it? Ayaw niyo? We want that, diba? Okay, sarap kaya yung favor ni God. Okay, and when God gives the favor, man, lavish na favor. Okay, sabi nga sa Bible, He lavishly gives us the grace and the favor. Kaya lavish. Okay, so. And today, you will probably wonder, Samson and Delilah. Okay, so what can I learn from that? Is that really a good example? No, it's not. All right, we are showing this. Last week, we showed you a positive example, but today we're kind of like giving you a negative one. All right, let me explain. So that by knowing what is not good, hindi na kayo mag-aim doon. Right? And there's no excuse for it. Alam na nga natin kung anong hindi tama. Pupuntahan pa ba natin yon? So today we will have an opportunity to look at a relationship that we do not want, because really, as we look at this relationship, it's such a mess, such a complicated relationship that I'm sure you do not want to have this kind of a relationship. So please allow me, if it's okay with you, hihingi ako ng permiso sa lahat sa inyo na to allow me, if I'm going to be if I'm going to sound negative today, that is because this is what really is. And hopefully, as we look at the negative, we will understand, because God can redeem everything, no? And if I sound so heavy today, please forgive me. I do not intend to be an offense or be sound so hard to all of us today. Is that okay? Can you give me a smile? Right, so, hindi ko intention po talaga na ano, okay? Pero I just believe, at least siguro, if you will allow me perhaps once for this year to really be straight with all of us, looking at the Word of God, and let's open our hearts, right, to see for ourselves if this is the will of God, this is the Word of God, let's welcome it. Because I know that God's will for us is always good, pleasing, and perfect. Do you believe that? I believe in that, right? So if you have your Bibles with you, if you're ready to receive God's Word, can you get your Bibles? If you don't have a Bible, we have a PowerPoint prepared for you. And if it's okay with you, I'm going to read three verses long. Can you stand with me and let's give reverence to the Word of God as it is being read? Thank you so much. All right. I'm reading from Judges chapter 16, verse 4 to 6. All right, and I'm reading from the ESV, English Standard Version. Judges 16, verse 4. After this, he loved a woman, he, talking about Samson, in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. Okay, he fell in love with Miss D. And the lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, seduce him and see where his great strength lies and by what means we may empower him, that we may bind him to humble him, and we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver. So Delilah said to Samson, please tell me where your great strength lies and how you might be bound that one could subdue you. Let's pray for a while. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today and we just ask that you would speak and minister to each and every one of us. Lord, I believe that, Lord, you are working in every heart that is in this room today. And so I pray, God, that you would just give us ears to hear what your Spirit wants to say and eyes to see what your Spirit wants to do. Lord, I know I'm treading in a very sensitive topic here today, but I pray for your grace, oh Lord. I trust in you. Lord, apart from you, I acknowledge that, Lord, I can do nothing. But Lord, I know that you love these people and you want the best for them. So Lord, let your will be done today. Your good, pleasing, and perfect will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you so much. You may go ahead and have a seat. Many of us, okay, even if probably we have not read the Bible or opened up the Bible, we at least somehow we heard the story of Samson. We all know that he's a man of great strength, okay, and his strength comes from the Lord. Samson's story covers from Genesis chapter 13 to 16. That's like four chapters. Okay, not Genesis. Did I say Genesis? Sorry, I mean Judges. All right, one of the judges means these are the appointed rulers to save Israel. Because what's happening is there was a cycle of God's people forgetting God and going into idol worship and getting lost and, you know, running away from God, and then they end up in a mess, and they would cry out to God, and God would send a deliverer to bring them back to him. So that has been the cycle. And prior to a man named Samuel came, Samson was there. Okay, so bago nagkaroon ng king talaga, he is the second of the last judges in Israel. Okay, so he was born a Nazarite. Okay, in fact, what's interesting about Samuel is that he is one of the only three characters in the Bible whose birth was announced. Right? Hindi pa na pregnant, hindi pa pinanak, inannounce na yung ano, no, yung birth niya. Okay? May pangalan na. Okay? One of that is Samson. The other one is John the Baptist, and the other one is Jesus Christ himself. Okay? And so that's how interesting the life of Samson is. He was a Nazarite. In other words, he was a person dedicated to the Lord from the very conception. Okay, so he had, as a Nazarite, there are some certain things that is expected of him. He's not supposed to eat unclean food like any common person. Okay, simply because he had a special calling and a purpose from God. Okay, he's not to drink wine or any fermented drink. And no razor is allowed to cut his hair. Okay, so, and if many people think, what, he cannot eat, you know, crispy pata and chicharon, and he cannot drink wine. Boring! Some would say that's the kind of life he lived, no? But you know what, there's something special about him, okay, from the very beginning. And I believe like many of us, you know, do you believe that each and every one of us is special before God? Because each and every one of us has a calling and a purpose from God. You are not just a face in the crowd. Hindi ka aksidente. Right? Na hindi ka plinano at lumabas ka, okay? Maring yun ang narinig mo. But with God, you have a purpose and it doesn't matter how you came about. God saw you before eternity and that's the reason why you are here. And that's the reason why, personally, I appreciate, although I used to hate the day I was born, but when I came to understand the Lord, woo, praise God that I got, you know, I was born here on earth. Because I realized na kung wala ako dito sa mundong ito, ibig sabihin, hindi ako kailanman pumasok sa isip ni God. Kaya ako nandito ngayon kasi nakita na ako ni God before the creation of the world. And that's amazing, isn't it? And that's what each and every one of us are. So, like every one of us here, we have a calling, we have a purpose, a wonderful plan that God has for us. But unfortunately, with Samson, right, wrong decisions, compromises, okay, which comes in his relationships, it messed his calling and it messed his purpose. And it brought so much complication that it was really a mess. Right? So, again, don't be discouraged, okay? So, this is just something that I believe we all can learn. So, let me go to the very last, the second part of his life, the last chapter, chapter 16, okay, which, interestingly, starts with, it pictures two relationships. The other one was a prostitute, verse 1 to 3. Okay, he saw a prostitute and he went in and, you know, did his thing with the prostitute. And then he turned and saw Miss D and voila, he fell in love. Or so he thought. And, you know, many times, some probably in the world will think that, you know, it is to your advantage if you have this experience, or if you have that, we've been into that, so that when you go into a more serious relationship, you know how it is, you know, you are ready. No, it's not. That is a lie. That's exactly what's happening here. Sa umpisa pa lang, yung mga relationships niya, malabo na. And if akala natin na, you know, it's gonna get better, maybe it can, but unless we learn our lesson, maybe it won't. Unfortunately, with Samson, it did not went better for his relationships. All right, so we find here that, you know, he embraced this notion that, you know, casual sex is okay, you know, fling here, flirt there, you know, nothing serious, didn't hurt anyone, okay, they both want to do it, it's okay. And that's almost like the kind of culture we live in today. There is such a permissive culture that we have right now that the terms friends with benefits are acceptable terms. Casual sex, and we hear advices on radio na, you know, it's okay to cheat, okay, we all are human, but when you cheat, cheat clean. What? Do we really believe those stuff? Is that really what we want? 99% of the time, it's almost too hard to find a movie. Ang ganda na sana. Okay? Laging may singit na suggestive sex. And again, pardon me for using some of these, I know culturally taboo terms for us. But I think sometimes we really need to hear this. And then I believe that it's better for you to hear this here in the church than hear it somewhere else. It's better for you to understand this in the church than in the movies. Hello, are you with me? Smile mo kayo dyan, no? You know? Yun. I like your smile, okay? But we need to understand that, right? So, and the question we want to ask is, what is the root of all of these misguided concepts and confessions of love and practices that is destroying marriages and relationships today? You know, you can hardly find a strong marriage today. In fact, many people don't believe in marriage anymore. Right? You have a love relationship that does not last. And so you just start counting how many relationships, okay, for the record you have. How many of you been married for more than 20 years? Anyone? Can I see your hands? Married ka. More than 20 years. Okay, can you just lift up your hands? Woo, come on, you know. I salute you. Because, you know what? It's not that complicated. Yes, it's hard work. But it's not that complicated. Right? Feeling natin complicated, ba? But it's actually just hard work. There's so many challenges. Ganun talaga yon. But it doesn't have to be complicated. How many of you married less than 20 years? Anyone here? I married 16 years, all right? Let's hang on, okay? Hello? Di ba? Kaya natin. Kaya ni Lord to, by the grace of God. Tutulungan niya tayo. Yesterday, we had a parenting seminar. I wasn't there, but I just heard some. We have a foundation for victory class here. And one of our speakers was Dr. Harold Sela, right? Dr. Harold Sela, popular author, right? A speaker. And sa introduction pa lang, married for 54 years. Woo! Tumataging ting na 54 years. Wow! Right? Grabe, no? How many of you married people, right, want that? 54 years, more than 50 years, golden anniversary, wow. You know, I want that. Sarap kayo isipin yun, eh, no? Talagang tandaan nyo na, pakasal kayo, I love you, darling. Okay, so, I don't know kung totoo to, no, na yung contract daw, lahat ng legal contract sa government is good only for 50 years. After that, you know, parang, I don't know if that applies to marriage, okay? O din pakasal tayo ulit. I love you anyway pa rin naman eh. Okay, diba? So, we all want that, diba? Sarap kaya nun. We don't want to mess up our relationships. That's why it's important, I believe, to learn the mistakes of others. Because we don't have to get there and end up in a mess. What is the root of this? Yes, we call it sin. But that sin is expressed in selfishness. Ang sa tingin ko talaga, ang pinaka, ano mo, culprit dito is that selfishness within us. Unfortunately, for both Samson and Delilah, it was both selfish love. It was for the taking. Okay? It was not selfless. It's all selfish. All right? Let me read to you an article in the New York Times, published in the New York Times by Tara Parker Pope. Okay, a portion of her article. And the title of the article is "The Happy Marriage is Me Marriage." Let me read. "The notion that the best marriages are those that bring satisfaction to the individual may seem counterintuitive. After all, isn't marriage supposed to be about putting the relationship first? Not anymore. That's radical. For centuries, marriage was viewed as an economic and social institution, and the emotional and intellectual needs of the spouses were secondary to the survival of the marriage itself. But in modern relationships, people are looking for a partnership. It can be marriage, it can be just simply partnership. And they want partners who make their lives more interesting." In other words, what this article is telling us is that marriage used to be about us, now it's about me. If you can make me happy, then we probably have a marriage. Then probably we can go on to marriage. If I'm not happy with you, kung hindi mo ako ma-entertain at malibang, maghanap ako yung iba na maglilibang sa akin. That's what this is saying to us today. I don't know about you, but that sounds selfish to me. Samson's self-centered, selfish love made him a slave to his own passions, right? And to think that he was a judge. In other words, Christian pa naman dapat siya. And I don't know, for some reason, there's that selfishness that he was not able to deal with in his own life, that it messed his relationships, his own life, and the most important relationship of all is his relationship with God, including his family. We can learn from these relationships. And we don't have, as we learn, okay, the things that we need to learn from these relationships of Samson and Delilah, we don't have to go there, to go that route. One of the things that we can learn is relationship. Okay, it gets complicated when we confuse lust for love. Right? Every time we confuse lust for love, kung mahal mo ako, gawin na natin to. Papakasal naman tayo, di ba? Ngayon na. I cannot wait for tomorrow. I don't want to wait for tomorrow. I want you now. Sounds cute. It's not. Sounds romantic. No, it's not. Sounds complicated, in fact. It's gonna get complicated. You know what you see here? After this, verse 4, let me read a verse again. Samson loved a woman in the valley of Sorek. After some prostitutes, he finally found a woman. I can love this woman. And so he thought it was love, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, seduce him and see with his great strength lies and by what means we may overpower him. In other words, talang merong karibal, merong mga nakikialam, merong mga masasama ang puso at ang motibo. And we will give you 1,100 pieces of silver each. Wow, for Delilah, this is the man who can provide for all my needs. I can be rich with this relationship. Baka 2 million yan ngayon, eh, no? Equivalent yan. And so Delilah said to Samson, please tell me where you get your strength, great strength lies, and how you might be bound so that one could subdue you. Right? In Tagalog, kung i-translate natin yan, parang sinasabi ni Delilah, sabihin mo nga sa akin kung saan mo kinukuha yung amazing mo na lakas, yung lakas mo na ibang klase, walang katulad, at kung paano ka itali para bugbugin ka ng mga friends ko. I don't mean to mock or anyone. Much of the headlines that we read today really is a romance gone bad. Complicated relationship. Nakasulat eh. Sabi pa doon, oh, the Philistines came up to her. Sa taas siya nakatira. Second floor. Oh. Sabi eh. Hindi ako, Bible to. Okay, so. You see, it gets complicated when we define for ourselves what love is rather than we let God define what love is. When you say, I love you to somebody, what does that mean to you? Right? If you are a 15-year-old boy telling a 15-year-old girl, I love you, what does that mean to you? Do you even understand what that means? What will you do next? Basta tigtigan na lang tayo, maghihintay ako, sige lang hanggat kaya ko. Basta I love you. Paano magiging love yan? Eh, you're not even supposed to be doing that. Are you telling me that God is telling you to tell a 15-year-old girl you love her? Is God the one leading you? Or is it your own lust and selfishness that you don't even consider, you know, saying that words and not really understanding it? If you're a single guy and you say, I love you to, you know, a woman, a precious, fragile woman, what does that mean to you? And even if you are a girl, you said to the guy, I love you too, what does that mean to you? We should know what that means. Hello? I think my wife is here and it's okay lang, dear. I love my wife. Okay, we had a misunderstanding a few days ago. And, you know, because she's a girl, I'm a boy. So, right. We both grew up in different, anyway. So, but we had a misunderstanding. I think miscommunication, alam mo yun. But, you know, we ended up our conversation is with, I love you. I love you. And when I say I love you, what that means is that God can change me. That I can be better. I don't just say I love you and doesn't mean anything. I love you. Basta I love you. Okay, nasabi ko na today. Okay, nag-commit ako every day. I'll tell you. Tapos na, chuk! Punch card. Bukas ulit. But when you say I love you, what does that mean really? That's what I meant when I told my wife kanina I love her. That God can change me. That I can be better. I love you. Diyan siya eh. Peace. And here's a warning I want to give us. Be careful who you love. Baka kasi pabugbog ka. Hindi, joke lang. Be careful who you love. Really, really, seriously. Love is a serious thing. And if that's not serious to you, what is that? Whether you're single or married, married men, married couple, you should say, I love you every day. But don't say it don't siram plaka na doesn't mean anything anymore. And then you go outside and look for pleasure. That's gonna complicate things. Romans 12 verse 9 tells us, let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. When you say, I love you, is that something good in the eyes of God? Is God cheering up? Anak, that's good. Nasabi mo na. Right? Eh, paano kung walang commitment talaga yan? Diba? Paano kung walang kasunod, will you marry me? Pastor, dapat ba kailangan, will you marry me? Eh, saan ba pupunta yung love na yan? That's the question we want to ask. Saan ba? Anong direction? Because if you don't have any plans, Leo, smile lang mo kayo dyan, oh. The second lesson we can learn. Now, before I continue, let me say this to you. You can know what love is because God has defined that for us. The world has a million definitions and descriptions of what love is, but God, the author, God Himself, who is love, has a definition for you and me and what that really means. And when we understand that, then we can avoid complicated relationships. The second lesson we can learn, and again, though it's negative, okay, but we can learn this and avoid this. Relationships get complicated when we tolerate sin. When we tolerate sin. Samson, verse 7, said to her, if they bind me with seven fresh bowstrings that have not been dried, then I shall become weak and be like any other man. And so, verse 8, Delilah, get ready with these strings, okay? Have those men hidden in the room. Okay, and verse 9, he said, and she said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson, but he snapped the bowstring as a thread of a flax snaps when it touches the fire. Ganun lang, basta ganun lang, oh. Ganun siya kalakas. So the secret of his strength was not known. Then Delilah, in other words, there is lies and lies and more lies. There's deception. How can you say it's love when there's lies? How can it be love? Hello? Can lying or deception justify that it's true love? Hello? Verse 10, then Delilah said to Samson, behold, you mock me. You told me lies. In short, sabi niya, bad boy ka. Sinungaling. Hindi ka nagsasabi ng totoo. Let me give you another warning. Be careful with what you tolerate. You know why? Because what you tolerate, you will never change. I heard that from Pastor Ray McCollum. What you tolerate, you will never change. In other words, if okay lang sa'yo late, then it's okay. You tolerate that's okay. Kasi you tolerate that. If okay lang sa'yo hindi magbasa ng Bible, it's really okay. Di ba? Kung okay lang sa'yo maglay paminsan-minsan, okay lang. Because what you tolerate, you will not change. Until you come to a place where God, ayoko na, hindi, Lord, I don't want this anymore. This is not what I want. I know this is not what you want. Then change can happen. Things can go in a different direction. What do you think? Pwede, di ba? Proverbs 6:27. Can a man carry fire next to his chest and his clothes not be burned? Can you really play around with fire thinking that you will not be burned? Can you really think that small lies are just small? They won't mean anything. That's not a direction we want. And I don't know how many relationships tolerated sin in their life. You know, lies after lies after lies. In fact, the more Samson lied, the more Delilah manipulated. And the more he lied, he can no longer distinguish, okay, kung, all right, niloloko ba siya o hindi. And he eventually came into a place na when he was telling the truth, that truth was not anymore mean, does not mean anything anymore. In fact, it destroyed him. And that's what we learn. That when we, because of that, he gave his heart away. You see, when we do not take sin seriously, it ends up in a more serious sin and a serious complications. And I want us to remember this. Sin separates us from God. We don't want that. You don't want that. And yes, we make mistakes. We commit sins. I do. But sin should remind me that I could run to God and cling to God and ask the Lord to forgive me. I can repent. And the quickest way we can be restored, really, is to repent from sin. Not to tolerate it. Because it's really going to be a mess. Lastly, relationship gets complicated when we give our heart away. Now, let me explain. I mean, you say, what? I should hoard my heart? That's not what I mean. But here's what happened here. Verse 15, she said to him, how can you say you love me when your heart is not with me? Ooh, sounds family, familiar. Di ba? Kala ko ba mahal mo ako? Kung mahal mo ako, patunayan mo ngayon na. You know, that's an old classic, right, deception. Verse 16, and when she pressed him hard with her words day after day and urged him, his soul was vexed to death. He got so tired to death, to the point of death, that he told her all his heart. Verse 17, and said to her, listen to this, and I want us to get this. A razor has never come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If my head is shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. That phrase right there, that's the calling, that's the purpose, that is the heart, and that heart should belong to God. And he gave it away. Are you with me? That was the very purpose before he was born. That was the very heart that belongs to God. That verse 17. And he gave that away. To whom? To the woman he thought he loved, but only seeks to destroy. Verse 18. When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up again, for he has told me all his heart." 4 times the heart was mentioned here in these 4 verses or 3 verses. He gave his heart away. And by giving that heart away, alam mo yun, wala doon si God. Let me say this. Your heart belongs to God. It does not even belong to you. You simply were entrusted with that heart. Your heart belongs to God. And God owns your heart twice. He owns it by virtue of creation, and He owns it by virtue of redemption when He died for you on the cross. God will decide where your heart will go. Hello? I sound heavy, I know. Can you smile? But that's the truth. God owns your heart. Let me issue a warning. Sabi nga ni Regine Velasquez, please be careful. Be careful with your heart. Be careful. Bible says, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. You see, you don't want a messy, complicated, you know, full of lies and deception relationship. You don't know if it's true love or not. Yet, many people find themselves in the very place where they don't want to be. And it's always an issue of the heart. When you give your heart away, right? When you give your heart away, and by giving takes God's place out, it takes God out of the picture, then that's a scary thing. Hello? Are you with me? Can you imagine bibigay mo yung heart mo? Okay? Pero wala na si God doon. Iba na naman may-ari, hindi na si God. You know what God did to my heart? God opened my heart for my wife. My wife knows this. I was in a mission field. I'm committed to God. Lord, oh, sounds religious, okay, spiritual, but that's the truth. And then God, you know, make ligaw-ligaw to me for my wife. And it was God who opened my heart. I've known my wife for more than 5 years at that time. We worked together. We're really good friends. And for the first time in my life, wow. I love you, dear. God opened my heart. My heart still belongs to God. But God just simply brought someone. And He brought someone to that heart. We need to guard that heart. Once you give your heart away, you give everything, good or bad. Our heart should be given, everything of our heart should be given to God. God knows what to do with it. God has the best plan for it. You see, I have nothing against boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, really, nothing. Back in Dumaguete, you know, we teach kids to wait. And there's a rumor going around Dumaguete, such a small place, na bawal daw sa Victory ang boyfriend and girlfriend. Sabi ko, alam mo kung bawal yun, wala akong asawa ngayon. don't you realize that? It's not really, it's not the bawal thing. It's just the honor of God thing. We want to honor God. We want what God wants for us. And that's why I want to encourage us today. If you are in a relationship that is pulling you away from God, you need to stop. You need to seriously stop. You know, when Samson was telling and giving his heart away, he should have stopped right there and repented. But he went on. You know, I want to encourage you. If you think you're in love and that love is drawing you away from God, stop. Before it's too late. Really, seriously. I say that, mean that with all my heart. Give your heart to God and you will not regret it. You will never regret it. Let me close. God is good. God, you know, what's amazing about God is that, you see, God's love is the love that we need. Not some other kind of love. It's the love of God. And, you know, God uses people so that He can express and demonstrate His love. So we can receive His love in a real way with other people. But it's God, really, who can fully satisfy us. You see, what happened with Samson, after that, we all know he was empowered. His hair was shaved. He was subdued. His eyes were gouged out. He became a prisoner. After some time, his hair grew. He had his revenge. You know, there are certain consequences that can be restored, but there are also consequences that can never be restored. His hair grew back, but his eyes are not there anymore. You know what's the saddest part of this story? In verse 20, this is the saddest part. The Lord left him. Samson did not know. He woke up thinking that he can go on what he was used been doing. She said, Samson, the Philistine is against you. And he woke up and sleep, and I will go out as other times and shake myself free. Listen to this. But he did not know that the Lord had left him. That's the saddest verse in the Bible. One of the saddest. I guess one is when Jesus was forsaken, but in a good way, so that we will be restored with Him. But here, hindi nga niya namalayan, wala na pala doon si Lord. Do you imagine that? Hindi na niya na-discern. Wala na doon si Lord. Iniwanan na siya. Yun ang gusto niya eh. Ayaw na niya si Lord. Binigay na niya yung heart niya sa iba. Hindi na si Lord ang nagmamayari ng heart niya. Sad, isn't it? We preach this because this is not your destiny. But you can learn from this. Should you decide to follow this example, wag, please. Okay? But listen to our plea. God is still good. At the end, he prayed, but God, you know, granted him his request. He had the strength to have his vengeance. But it's sad. The last thing he saw with his eyes was the woman he thought he loved. The woman whom he gave his very heart. And it destroyed him. God is good. What I want us to understand today is this. We can truly love. It's not complicated. It's not impossible. It's not difficult. We can truly love when we are satisfied with God's love. You see, if the root of all this is selfishness, the answer to selfishness is not more. I want more. You ever hear people pray, God, I want more of your love. You ever pray that prayer? Lord, I want more of your love. You cannot have more of God's love because everything, it was fully given. It's all there. Why do you think you need more? Kaya nga, for God so loved the world. Kulang pa ba? Sobra-sobra na nga eh. Sobra pa sa sobra. Baka ang issue is hindi tayo contented talaga. And see, that's the solution to every selfishness. It's contentment. It's satisfaction. When you are satisfied with the love of God, then you can truly love. Truly love. Because you know where you are. You know what you have. God demonstrated His own love towards us in this, that while we are sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. 1 John 4:19, I'll pray. We love because He first loved us. If we understand that, if we are satisfied with that love, you don't have to mess up your heart, your relationships. Because that love is more than enough. In fact, that love really has something more. Destiny, future, name it. It's good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect. The love of God that is He has for us. Let us pray, Lord. Lord, thank you for your love. And I thank you that you love every person in this room. And even if some of them made a mistake, even if some of them, Lord, went loving with lies and deception, Lord, I thank you because you can forgive. You can restore. You know, let me just say this. There's hope for everyone. If you're been married and you're struggling, it's not the end. God is God. God can heal. If you're a single parent, it doesn't mean that you're done. God can still give you and allow you to raise up a family and love a husband that you can call your own. God is able to do that. And He loves you enough that He will do that if you will let Him. If you have given your heart away and somebody just broke that heart, give your heart to God. And I promise you, you will be complete. You will be satisfied. Lord Jesus, I pray today, grace, revelation, understanding of how awesome and how great your love is. I pray that you break every hard heart. Sin hardens our heart, Lord. But Lord, tonight, today, we confess our sin and we repent. And give us a brand new heart. Allow us, Lord, to still believe that you have something good, something pleasing, something perfect for us.